You're listening to Expanding Horizons, the podcast of the Unitarian Church of South Australia, a home of progressive spirituality and free religious thought and action since 1854. The views expressed in these podcasts are those of the speaker and are not intended to represent the position of the church itself or of the worldwide Unitarian Universalist movement. For more information, visit unitariansa.org.au.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. A house divided against itself cannot stand. These very well-known sayings are from the Gospel of Matthew, which is usually regarded as the most Jewish gospel, since it bears evidence of more direct and informed interaction with the texts, concepts, and institutions of Jewish life at the time of Jesus. Matthew, in Hebrew, is Matityahu. It means gift of God. This meaning is actually very similar to Netanyahu, which means God-given. Today's service highlights that Israel is endowed not only with warmongers, but also with peacemakers. Welcome to our service of worship. I welcome you on behalf of the generations of Unitarians from South Australia and from all over the world who have worshipped with this fellowship for over 150 years. This fellowship acknowledges that this is the traditional land of the Kaurna people and we respect their spiritual relationship with their country. For our church is likewise a spiritual community. The community supports you in seeking and follow your own spiritual path. Any path that encourages you to see more clearly, to love more abundantly, and to work toward a better world. Please do join us after today's service for coffee, tea, and conversation. It's time for our first hymn now.
Die. It's his first time at the beach. Even though he lives really nearby, he's really excited about playing in the waves for the first time with some friends, and so excited that he wanted to stay until sunset. Does that sound familiar? You like the beach? Yeah. But there's a sad reason he had never been to the beach before. And that's because Odai lives in a place where the two different groups of people have been fighting over the land for a very long time. These groups speak different languages and have different religions, and they haven't found a way to live together peacefully. So he's from the town of Beit Umar, which is where that red dot is, And you can see how close he is to the beach. That's the Mediterranean Sea. It's probably about an hour's drive from his house. And that's his town. It's actually a pretty place, pretty scenic. It's an orchard area, lots of fruits are grown. The beach is in Israel, in a city called Tel Aviv. But Odai is Palestinian, and he lives with his family in Beit Umar, which is in an area called the West Bank. And because of the fighting, the government of Israel does not let Palestinian people go through Israel to get to the beach. There's even a big wall to keep the people separated. So how did Odai get to the beach finally? Well, even though the leaders of these two groups of people won't make peace, some ordinary people who live in both places are trying to stop the fighting by making friends and helping each other. So some Israeli people decided to go to Beit Umar and other places in the West Bank and invite the kids and their families to come to the beach for a day. And the way they did it was they put all the kids and their families in a car driven by an Israeli person with Israeli rego plates, and they were able to drive freely through a gate in this wall. Maybe go to the next picture. And there's a couple different groups that are doing this to help the Palestinians have a day at the beach, and they also invite some Israeli kids and families, Arab people living in Israel, to get together and make friends. So these kids are not only getting to swim, but they get to find out that Israelis and Palestinians can be friends. And this is how ordinary people can make peace. And everyone involved with these beach trips really hopes that someday there will be peace between the governments of Palestine and Israel as well. That's today's story. Thanks for listening.
Now's the time for candles of sharing. You're welcome to come forward, light a candle, and briefly share a joy or concern. Joy shared can be magnified. Sorrow shared can be lessened. But if you wish, you may light a candle in silence. The final candle is for those joys and concerns that, though dear to us, remain silent in our hearts. Practically all the news about Israel and the Palestinians involves confrontation and violence. This address aims to highlight peacemaking efforts. The children's story is an example of peacemaking in action. Robbie Berman took the initiative to organize this trip for Palestinians to the beach. As a young American Jew, he made Aliyah, which is the special Hebrew word for Jewish emigration to Israel. It's a Zionist term meaning ascent. Israel celebrated its 75th birthday earlier this year, so Robbie Berman has lived there for almost half of its existence. Talking to Palestinians, he discovered that they had never been to the beach, and he had the idea that he could organize for them a trip to the beach. And so he did multiple times, and he is assisted by Israeli volunteers such as Gila Rockman. They are prepared to answer any questions at security checkpoints, but luckily they often don't need to because of their Israeli license plates. A newly wed Palestinian couple joined them on one of the trips. They didn't have money for a honeymoon, so this was their honeymoon. The kids are sometimes joined by relatives. Palestinian adults need permits to cross into Israel. Some of the adults didn't have the required permits, so it was nerve-wracking. But it still turned out okay. Beit Umar is in a zone where the Palestinian Authority has civilian control, but Israel has security control. It's known as a village, where there are tensions between Israeli soldiers and residents, and where children throw rocks at Israeli cars passing through. Robbie Berman is convinced that the Palestinian kids who joined him on the trips to the beach won't throw rocks at Israeli cars anymore. So this is a step towards peace. The gift of the outings was reciprocated. Berman and his volunteers were invited and welcomed by the children's families, where they enjoyed Arab hospitality. Very similar trips are organized by Women Waging Peace, an Israeli movement founded in 2015, and Women of the Sun, its brand new sister movement in the Palestinian territories. This partnership was launched in March of 2022. This Hebrew caption says, Imahot Yisraeliot Palestiniot leShalom veBitachon veChirut, meaning Israeli and Palestinian mothers for peace, security, and freedom. In joys as well as sorrows, there is common humanity. Israeli-Palestinian partnerships extend from joys, such as going to the beach, to the sorrows of bereavement. The Parents Circle Families Forum is a joint Israeli-Palestinian organization of over 600 families. It was created in 1995 by Yitzhak Frankenthal and a few Israeli families. They support the bereaved in the conflict, and they share personal stories, and they promote dialogue and peaceful coexistence as opposed to revenge. In joy and in bereavement, there's common humanity. But what if the common humanity had been emphasized from the outset? This was Martin Buber's early Zionist approach. He was a visionary philosopher. His philosophy is known as dialogical existentialism. His famous work, I and Thou, was first published in German in 1923 as Ich und Du. It stresses the contrast between two ways of relating to the other, I-it versus I-thou. The I-it relationship is one of treating the other as an object. It can be a useful object or an obstacle or hindrance to be overcome. This view of the other is limited by habits and preconceptions. In contrast, the I-thou relationship is treating the other with respect as a fellow human being to engage in dialogue. This view of the other is informed by listening. This philosophy has a theological dimension. When two people relate to each other authentically and humanly, God is the electricity that surges between them. On this basis, Buber advocated for a binational approach to Zionism. He realized that the looming conflict with the Arabs would be protracted and bitter, and this was the inevitable result of the us or them approach. Much better to treat them with respect as fellow human beings and engage them in dialogue. Buber advocated for a binational Jewish-Arab state on this basis. After Israel's founding, he became a professor in Jerusalem and kept advocating for peace in the form of a federation of Israel with Arab states. So this song was performed just a few months before the Yom Kippur War. So this might actually very sadly reflect the experience of some in the audience. So the wars of 1948, 1956, 1967, and 1973 led to much suffering on both sides. And then, not long after the Yom Kippur War, there was actually a peace initiative. There were negotiations leading to the Camp David Accords. In 1977, Anwar Sadat, president of Egypt, visited Israel. This was followed in 1978 by the Camp David Accords and 79, a peace treaty. In this treaty, the Sinai Desert was returned to Egypt, but demilitarized. There was safe passage of Israeli ships through the Suez Canal. It was signed by Anwar Sadat and Menachem Begin and mediated by Jimmy Carter, and Sadat and Begin shared the Nobel Peace Prize. Egypt became the first Arab state to recognize Israel. However, there was an important critique of this agreement. It was that it ignored the Palestinians. Sadat paid for the peace treaty with his life. He was assassinated in 1981. This was the year I finished high school in Amsterdam and went to Israel, my country of birth, to finally learn the Hebrew language in the kibbutz. I greatly enjoyed my time there, made Israel and Palestinian friends, and joined the peace movement, and actually saw my experience. That's the reason I played the first song again, because something new, a great experience, and the spirit of that song captures my experience in Israel. It's also an inspiration for a love song I'm working on myself. So that's why I played that song again. I greatly enjoyed my time in Israel. I made Israeli and Palestinian friends, also enjoying Arab hospitality. I've been to Muslim homes, Christian homes, and actually I was also in a Druze home. I greatly admired Amos Oz. He was the co-founder of the peace movement Shalom Achshav. Peace now. Shalom Achshav means peace now. In Arabic it's As-Salam Al-An. And I liked it so much in Israel, I formed a plan to prepare myself for a career as a journalist. Of course, I planned to be a Middle East correspondent for a Dutch newspaper, while remaining a Dutch citizen so as not to serve in the Israeli army, as I was unwilling to risk my life for policies I disagreed with. In this way, I could live in Israel and be part of the peace movement. With this plan in mind, I returned to Amsterdam to study Arabic. After 1 year, I went to Israel to learn the Palestinian dialect of Arabic. The course was taught in Tel Aviv and also involved a stint as the guest of a Palestinian family on the Golan Heights, near the Syrian border. This family, they were of the Druze faith, and they had actually relatives on the Syrian side. To communicate with them, they went to the border strip and talked to them on megaphones. That was quite an experience. I went with my host to the border strip, and there was some barbed wire. There was a wide strip of land in between. And then you could spot their relatives on the other end, and they could talk to each other through megaphones. It's just the same Arab hospitality as with my other Palestinian friends. One of the courses at the University of Amsterdam was taught by a Palestinian professor. I learned about the history of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And, as a result, I in fact became increasingly pessimistic about the prospects for peace. So then I actually changed my career plans and switched to the study of economics. However, in 1994, to my surprise, Israel and the Palestinians reached another peace agreement. So now the Palestinians, who had been excluded from the peace process, they now themselves reached a peace agreement with Israel, the Oslo Accords. In these accords, the Palestinian Liberation Organization recognized Israel, and Israel recognizes the PLO as representative of the Palestinians. The Palestinian Authority was established in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. This was supposed to be a temporary arrangement leading to a Palestinian state, which of course never really happened. However, as a result, Yitzhak Rabin, Shimon Peres and Yasser Arafat shared the Nobel Peace Prize. And just like Anwar Sadat before him, Yitzhak Rabin paid for this with his life, and he was assassinated by an Israeli extremist. Now it's time for the reading.
The reading today is by poet Yehuda Amihai. It's an Arab shepherd is searching for his goat on Mount Zion. An Arab shepherd is searching for his goat on Mount Zion, and on the opposite hill, I am searching for my little boy. An Arab shepherd had a Jewish father, both in their temporary failure. Our two voices met above the Sultan's pool in the valley between us. Neither of us wants the boy or the goat to get caught in the wheels of the Hadgadja machine. Afterwards, we found them among the bushes, and our voices came back inside us, laughing and crying. Searching for a goat or for a child has always been the beginning of a new religion in these mountains.
Let us now sing a traditional Israeli peace song. Hevenu Shalom Aleichem. Please exchange the blessing, peace be with your nearest neighbor. We should be grateful to live in such a peaceful place. If only Israel, Palestine were just like that. Let us now sing Song of Peace. So, I propose that we join the peacemakers. There are actually many more Israeli-Palestinian peace initiatives, as I discovered I was preparing for this address. And Unitarian Universalists support them via Unitarian Universalists for Justice in the Middle East, UUJME. Let's join this movement. We could, for example, have some live music events. So that's something to consider. The conflict begins and ends in the hearts and minds of people, not in the hilltops.
אדם הוא בן אדם בזמן הוא פסק זמן.
We hope you've enjoyed this Expanding Horizons podcast. These podcasts are the intellectual property of the presenter. They can be used only with the express permission and appropriate acknowledgement of the presenter. This permission can be obtained by emailing admin@unitarianSA.org.au. Please feel free to leave a comment or visit us on Facebook or Twitter by searching SA Unitarians or by visiting our website at unitarianSA.org.au.